This is Eric Sable, assistant principal at Hall Middle School in Larkspur, California, with another edition of CougarCast. We're 3 days back into the new session after our winter holiday, and I'm asking our staff and students today what new thing they learned and or experienced over the two-week break.
What's up? It's Kelly Britton, school counselor, and I realized that learning new ways and finding ways to relax and kind of take some deep breaths and kind of unwind was really important over break, and I'm ready for this new year.
Hi, this is Michael Song, fifth grade teacher at Hall Middle School. First time at this school, so one of the things I learned here is that when you come back to Hall Middle School, everybody's so happy to see you, and it's the most inviting environment ever. So if we could keep that going at Hall, that'd be great. I love being here, and it's so nice to see everyone smiling and welcoming.
Just because we're gone for a few weeks does not mean that any of your friends' friendships got any weaker. Spending time with family over break was the best part of the whole trip. This year, you can do new things, and if you didn't do anything new last year, then you can try and meet your goals this year.
Mr. Biblin, math teacher, Hall Middle School. Over the holiday, I definitely learned that patience, persistence, and perseverance pays off. I worked every day, and my room looks a lot better. My house looks better. Life is good.
So I learned how to use the command line on a computer, and now Mr. Montez is going to start teaching us a little more about it. And, yeah.
This year, the Hall basketball program has really progressed. And I love that because I get to meet new people. I get to have the experience to play for my school and for a sport like basketball. And, yeah.
For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Sophia Louie. This year has already gone by so fast. I've learned so much already, and I can't wait to learn even more. My favorite learning experience I've ever had happen this year. I'm in leadership, and my leadership teacher said that we were taking a field trip to a ropes course in San Francisco. This field trip was meant for us to work as a team. I like to do things independently, and I don't always like to work in partners. So I thought this would be a good experience. I was also looking forward to missing 5 classes. When we got there, we did some team building exercises. When those were done, we got geared up and ready to climb the ropes course. The first activity I chose, I saw a few people do it, and it looked really difficult. I decided I wanted to do a partner activity. So I found my friend Nicole, and we did a partner activity together. We waited in line for about 20 minutes. When it was our turn to go, I got really nervous. I'll admit, I'm terrified of heights. First, I went up the small rope ladder. Then Nicole followed. We got up to the first beam of 5. We had to figure out a way to get up to the next beam with a small piece of rope in each other. I started to breathe really heavy. I got really scared. The wind picked up and the rope was moving back and forth. Nicole and I managed to get to the second beam by using each other as stepping stools. I started to cry. I got so scared. My arms were getting tired from holding up all my weight and pulling Nicole up. By the 4th beam, I was bawling my eyes out. Nicole said to me, "Do you trust me? Because if you trust me, I'll help you get up to the next beam." She said, "I trust you, and I know you can do this." She kept telling me I could do it, but I know I couldn't. I made it up to the 4th beam. I couldn't go any farther. I managed to lift Nicole up to the 5th beam. After that, I decided to do a different activity. I did the perch. It was pretty much a telephone pole with pegs to climb on. When you reach the top, you jump off and try to hit a white ball. When I was climbing the pole, I was climbing the pole and the wind started to pick up again. I got to the top and I panicked. I couldn't get on the top platform. I was yelling at the guy that harnessed me in to get me down because I couldn't do it. I was panicking again. When I got back down to the ground, I started crying again because I was so scared and so embarrassed. My leadership teacher came over to me and said, "I'm so glad you stepped out of your comfort zone and tried something new. You made it really far on both activities, and I'm so proud of you." The one thing I learned from this is that stepping out of your comfort zone and trying something new can make you realize what good friends you have, and that something good will always come out of trying something new. Thank you.
The last voice was our eighth grade student speaker at our academic recognition breakfast in front of over 600 students and parents. And what I've learned in 2015 is that the more willing we are to take risks and be vulnerable and try new things, even if we don't achieve the stated goal of that activity, the more we learn, the more we push ourselves, and the more excited we get to try and explore new and different things in life.